sounds wild. Hi, I'm Riley Woodford for the Alaska Department of Fish and Game.
Bears are powerful, but that doesn't automatically make them dangerous. Many Alaskans live and recreate in close proximity to bears. Bears generally take a live and let live attitude toward people. Anchorage and Juneau are both located in prime bear habitat, and there are bears living in and around the cities. When the relatively rare bear attack does occur, for whatever reason, it's always well publicized, but it's important to remember that for every attack, there are thousands of peaceful, harmless encounters. Black bears in particular are unlikely to be aggressive. In the past 102 years, black bears have been responsible for only 12% of bear attacks in Alaska, just 29 incidents statewide in more than 100 years.
The Discovery Foundation, an educational nonprofit group, looked at bear encounters in Juneau between 1977 and 1997. They found just one incident of a person hurt by a bear in Juneau. In 1991, a woman was not attacked, but was knocked over by a bear that was running past her. To put that in perspective, they asked the local Humane Society how many people had been bitten by dogs in a single year in Juneau. In 1996, 79 people reported being bitten by dogs. Then they asked the Juneau Police how many assaults on people by people were reported that same year. The answer was 577. Almost 600 assaults and 80 dog bites in a single year, and only one incident with a bear in 20 years. I'm Riley Woodford.
And I'm Kathy Hawker.
Sounds Wild is brought to you by the Alaska Department of Fish and Game.